When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
We never did talk about the story about the panties, did we?
I don't really ask about it. I'm going to need more detail.
Well, I was asking about it earlier this morning, and then our guests came in and knew that it was a mom and her children, and I think put the panty story aside, so we can go ahead and do that now.
Okay.
Even though they're still in the room.
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about that. That's the woman in Britain that's leaving her underwear in the bakeries or whatever.
Right. Okay, so now we've talked about it.
I thought we were talking about it.
She's an OnlyFans person, but then again, who's not?
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah.
And she makes videos of herself leaving her panties in different places. And she's not going around with an extra pair of drawers and all. She takes them off, and she's wearing a skirt or a dress, and she takes them off and then leaves them. Like in this one, she left them in the grocery store. She's left them in vending machines before and things like that. She says that she's leaving them a gift, a donation, leaving a donation at the supermarket. But then people are mad, like, don't put your nasty drawers up in the grocery store.
Well, and I think it's in England they've let her know that they're looking for her.
Yeah.
That they'll arrest her when they see her because it's a violation of the law.
But, I mean, that's just typical British behavior, though.
Is it?
Yeah. None of the British people has manners.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not realize that the British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a business card? Like a call, advertising her business somehow?
No, she just says, hey, this is funny, and she posts videos on her Instagram.
Yeah,
and it helps promote her OnlyFans and stuff like that. So she's just a regular.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
Dirtbag, basically, just an old dirtbag.
She's just standing in the bakery section of this grocery store wearing a skirt and takes them on. And you don't see anything, and they just take them and then puts them in that little tray slides out that's got little muffins or something on it.
She that's like tampering with food. That's a biohazard,
And that's what they've said. Like that's illegal. You're going to jail when we find you.
Ugh. Now,
I think she's Spanish or something.
No, she says she's British.
Is she British?
But she was at I think the store she has been banned from is called Spain.
Okay.
Which doesn't make much sense because it says she's banned from Spain.
So somebody
somebody
videos her doing this and then they upload it and that's promotions for her OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, I know the guys are waiting for this. Fingers at the ready to start typing and searching. Her name's Chloe Lopez.
Hideous.
And
all right.
Gross. Wouldn't even bother looking it up.
Yeah. It says that she often posts videos on Instagram showing her taking off her panties in public and leaving them behind as a quote unquote donation. It's just, it's like people just don't have any shame anymore. You know, it's just like, come on.
Anything to promote.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was considering doing this to promote our show, like around town, hitting some grocery stores.
Take your underwear off. Yeah. Nobody wants
that. But she just lay the panties on top of the containers, or does she open the container and put them inside? Ugh. Like if there's let's say there's a container full of muffins. Does she open it and put the panties in there or just put it on the packaging?
The one that was highlighted on Twitter, it's like the grocery store, the little doors open, and you pull it. There's a tray, like a stack of trays of muffins or whatever. And she slid the. She opened the little glass door, slid the muffin tray out, stuck them in an empty slot, pushed the tray back in there, and then closed the door, and then walked away.
Well, and then I'm looking at another one where she just walks up to the refrigerated section, like where you have the butter and all of that stuff. Just not behind a door, but it's refrigerated in there, and it looks like she's actually put the drawers in the container of something.
Ugh. What's going on?
Hey, people just, I mean, they don't know how to act. Yeah. Brother Riggins, they just don't know how to act. Yeah, so.
Maybe, though, she's on to something. Maybe we could start, I could start putting my underwear in places, and like when people look at the bed, you got aced. Check out Ace and TJ. Every day at acetj.com, you got aced.
Yeah.
Does she have like a QR code on her panties so people can find her?
There we go, Rob. I just do it with a QR code.
They can, you mean find her on the social media? Yeah, like
if they find her her panties, do they go, oh, this is who they belong to?
Yeah, well, I would think that, I mean, she probably has enough of a following that people who care about that
would know.
Yeah. That's fair. And if what she's doing is illegal, I mean, that would just help the police find her, right? If
you get a QR code. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I just watched the video. That QR code is going to have to be extra, extra small.
Yeah, because
to fit on these pants. Yeah.
And then it shows her putting it up in the vending machine with the snack machine and all that. It's just like, come on.
Holly Lopez, you bad girl.
But you know what it comes down to? Here's the thing. For years and years, pranks were only done by men.
That's a good point.
Women never did pranks until the social medias came along.
So you're saying
then they started pranking.
Women should be pranking?
I don't know. It's just like pranks are so stupid, and it's one of those deals where people would say I'm being sexist. But it's the opposite. I think women are better than men when it comes to that type of thing. Women are better, meaning not better at pranks, but better for not doing pranks, like better people.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And women do pranks 99% of the time. The victim is their husband or boyfriend.
Yeah.
They never are the ones you see going into like Kohl's and pranking other people. It's always the husband or the boyfriend is the victim of their prank.
Yeah.
You know why, Riggins?
What?
Because with all these equal rights and stuff, women feel like that they need to be funny.
Oh, okay.
And you don't. Women's. You don't need to be funny.
No.
You can be funny in a different way. Don't be funny using man humor. Be funny using woman humor.
Yeah, you're better than man humor is what you're saying.
You're throwing your drawers around. Right. I mean, if it were a guy doing
that's
it,
a guy thing.
That's just a guy stuffing his drawers like in the muffins.
Putting his drawers in a in his buddy's McDonald's breakfast bag. Hey, I got you some breakfast.
Oh, man. I mean, it's just totally different.
I ain't eating it now, man.
Oh, you put your drawers in there. Come on, man.
You ate my draw.
That is such a dude thing.
You see what I'm saying? It's just like, come on, ladies. Yeah. You're better than that.
That's very true. I didn't think of it in that way. I just thought it was dumb and gross, but I didn't think of it in that way.
Mm-hmm. Because too many women trying to, I mean, and there are two different styles of comedy for men and women. It's that whole women trying to be like men. It's the only way that they can prove that they're just as good as a man is by doing men things. Because that's when they get celebrated for doing men things, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. This is not the case. You should not be doing it.
Not good. Now, everybody loves a funny woman, but that's not funny.
Yeah.
Women doing pranks is not funny. Unless they're part of acting out a prank that their husband or boyfriend has concocted. You know?
Yeah, that's going to be...
Like old Luke Bryan. Now, he brings his wife into doing pranks on his old mama. You know?
Okay.
Now, that's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. But if, I mean, but if she had it set up where he stepped on a rake or something and started laughing, that wouldn't be...
I got you, Mom.
No, I mean, if the wife set up the prank to get get Luke Bryan to, yeah. to step on a rake or something.
I'd watch that.
So now we have a new blueprint.
Yeah, this is bad.
To get women to stop trying to be funny.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.